Jashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachare Jamuna Tira Banachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotara Satashishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotara Satashishimad His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki Iskon Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Garantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki Dai Gaura Premanandi Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to the assembled devotees Oh glories to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, text number 48, chapter 10, text number 48. Entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Yuyam niloke ba, yuyam niloke bata buri bhaga. Lokam punana munayo bijanti. Jai Shangrihang Abhashastiti Shakshat Gudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam Yujanri Loke Batabhuri Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Bhijanti Je Shangrihan Abhashati Tishakshat Gudam Param Brahma Muna Manushya Lingam Yujanri Loki Batabhuri Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Bijanti Je Shangrihan Abhashati Tishakshat Gudham Param Brahma Manushya Lingam Yujam Niloke Batabhuri Bhaga Lokam punana munayo bhijantin Je Shangrihan Abhashati Tishakshat Kudam param brahma manushya lingam. Jujam nrilokhe bataburi bhaga. Lokam punana munayo bijanti. Jesham grihan abhashatiti shakshat. Kudam param brahma manushya lingam. Jujam nriloke bataburi bhaga. Lokam punana munayo bijanti. Jesham grihan avashatiti shakshat. Gudam param brahma manushya lingam. Jujam. All of you, the Pandavas, Nriloke, within this material world, Bata, however, Bhuri Bhagaha, extremely fortunate, Lokam, all the planets, Punanaha, who can purify, Munayaha, the great saintly persons, Abhijanti, almost always come to visit. Yesham, of whom, Grihan, the house, Abhashati, resides in, Iti, thus, Shakshat, directly, Gudham, very confidential, Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Manushya Lingam, appearing just like a human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narada Muni continue, my dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, all of you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, live in your palace just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit this house. Purport. After hearing about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee should be very anxious to follow in his footsteps. But such a devotee may be disappointed, thinking that not every devotee can come to the standard of Prahlad Maharaj. This is the nature of a pure devotee. He always thinks himself to be the lowest, to be incompetent and unqualified. Thus, after hearing the narration of Prahlad Maharaj's activities, Maharaj Yudhisthira, who was on the same standard of devotional service as Prahlad, may have been thinking of his own humble position. Narada Muni, however, could understand Maharaj Yudhisthira's mind, and therefore he immediately encouraged him by saying that the Pandavas were not less fortunate. They were as good as Prahlad Maharaj because although Lord Nrisingadev appeared for Prahlad, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in his original form as Krishna was always living with the Pandavas. Although the Pandavas, because of the influence of Krishna's Yoga Maya, could not think of their fortunate position, every saintly person, including the great sage Narada, could understand it, and therefore they constantly visited Maharaj Yudhisthira. Any pure devotee who is constantly conscious of Krishna is naturally very fortunate. The word Nriloke, meaning within the material world, indicate that before the Pandavas, there had been many, many devotees, such as the descendants of the Yadu dynasty, and the Vashishta, Marichi, Kasyapa, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, who were all extremely fortunate. The Pandavas, however, were better than all of them because Krishna himself lived with them constantly. Narada Muni therefore specifically mentioned that within this material world, Nriloke, the Pandavas were the most fortunate. Yujam Nriloke Bhatabhuri Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Bhijantin Yeshan Grihan Abhashatiti Shat Gudham Param Brahma Manushya Lingam. Narada Muni continue, my dear Maharaj Yudhisthira, all of you, the Pandavas, are extremely fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, live in your palace, just like a human being. Great saintly persons know this very well, and therefore they constantly visit this house. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Roma Paraswami Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyadi Satarine Bancha kalpa tarubhya shakri pasindu vya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So, I'm not for sure, I'm very far to be even close to Narada Muni. And maybe most of you are a little far from being like Prahlad Maharaj or the Pandavas. But I can tell, just like Narada Muni is telling the Pandavas, that for sure we're very fortunate. Because although Krishna is not living in our house, we're living in Krishna's house. So, this is a very wonderful fortune to be in the same place that Krishna is present fully in his full opulence. So we live in the house of Kishore Kishori, or we're part of Kishore Kishori's so to say entourage. Now the Pandavas, although Krishna was living with them constantly in his original form, they were covered by the Yogamaya potency of Krishna, so they couldn't fully understand that great fortune. Obviously, they felt the happiness and the great fortune of having Krishna like that. But they don't necessarily, Yogamaya have this particular covering potency that the pure devotee, in order to be able to function in a more intimate manner with Krishna, their vision gets covered. So they don't see Krishna necessarily as God. They see Krishna as the most dear friend, as the most dear child, as the most dear companion, like that. So in order for that relationship to fully manifest, then they don't see. So Krishna have this, by his internal potency, Yogamaya, is able to cover that in order to facilitate that loving exchange with his devotees without any hindrance. Because awe and reverence, you have another type of flavor. It's not intimate. All of reverence is very, the Lord is up there and you're here. A more intimate relationship is you're in an equal footing, like that. So for the devotee to be in an equal footing with Krishna, they can see Krishna as God. So in the case of most of us, also we're very fortunate, and in general, we feel the happiness and the fortune of having this arrangement. Sometimes we can get cover and don't fully see or don't fully be conscious of the full presence of Krishna and his full manifestation, his full opulence as, the beautiful deities, manifestation of Kishore Kishori, Gornitai, Sri Jagannath, Sri Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Maji. But that's not Yoga Maya, that's Mahamaya, that doesn't allow us to see. And not like Maharaj Yudhisthira that was feeling, a little, Prabhupada say here, disappointed or a little discouraged that he's not in the same level of the great devotees. We see the way Srila Prabhupada related with the deities. We see how advanced devotees relate with Krishna. And we like to follow in the footsteps, but we found ourselves, with all this baggage of condition that we have, that we bring with us. And I'm saying in general, I'm not necessarily there in general, and I'm speaking a lot about myself. So we also may feel discouraged. Rupa Goswami say, hoping against hope. In other words, we feel hopeless. And then we have this, the phrase is hoping against hope, right? That someday we'll be able to break through this thick, thick layer of conditioning that doesn't allow us to be fully conscious of Krishna and all, at all times. So we may feel a little disappointed and discouraged that we're not on the same level. And we may lose a little bit the connection with Kishore Kishori, with the deities. And we may lose a little bit the consciousness that actually the great fortune that we have to be part of is their entourage, their servants, that we live in the same house that, Kishore Kishori lived. This is Kishore Kishori's house. So this is a very important aspect of our life in Krishna consciousness, of the process that has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and by the disciplic succession. They're giving us the process of deity worship along with the process of hearing and chanting. Traditionally, in the Vaishnava tradition, there is two paths for practicing Krishna consciousness. One path is called the Bhagavat Marg or Bhagavat Bhiti. And the other path is called The Pancharatrika Vidhi is deity worship, Mangalartik, all the different pujas that we do, the rules and regulations. And when we worship Krishna, although we worship in Radha Krishna, we worship in him in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, meaning in awe and reverence, with great opulence. So that is the mood of Pancharatrika Vidhi. In the Bhagavad Vidhi, or the Bhagavad Mark, the emphasis is in hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these three. Shravanam Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam are the focus of this Bhagavad Mark. And the Bhagavad Mark doesn't require deity worship. And the Bhagavad Mark is a very elevated position that very, very elevated devotees practice. Because their minds and their whole being is so pure and elevated that they're fully absorbed in Krishna. So they're already in that level. And that is the practice of, it's also described, the Bhagavad Mark is equal with Raga Mark. The Raga Mark is when you're in such an elevated position and now love for Krishna and the relationship for Krishna is just very spontaneous. The rules and regulations, they're not needed because it becomes a spontaneous flow of devotion and, you know, the love that the devotee feels for Krishna. So this is the level of devotion of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They all, you know, in this position of raga and very, very elevated position, a very elevated devotees. On the other hand, the Pancharatrika Vidhi or the Pancharatrika Mark is recommended when we're not in that same level of devotion, of spontaneity, and spontaneity. And when our mind, and you know, is not necessarily attached to Krishna. So it is very important. The deity worship aspect is so important because it allows to establish a personal relationship with Krishna. And the connection that is there, which is the basic connection, we are servants of Krishna, the servant and the master. So by nature, or by, not by nature, by condition, being in this material world, where the tendency is that the conditioned living entity is in terms with Krishna is impersonal. And we have to break to that. We have to break that impersonal tendency towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sadly, if we look at, you know, if we look at ourselves, we can see a lot of that impersonalism. Even though, you know, we accept Krishna, we accept, you know, the path of devotional service, we have to break on that impersonalism. And that impersonalism gets manifested in the way we chant. Just the fact that you can connect with Krishna, you neglecting basically
Krishna manifesting himself in that merciful form of, you know, the holy name, and my mind doesn't want to connect fully with that. And same with the deities. When we come in front of Kishore Kishori, then the song, the connection is there. But still, there's certain, there's tinges of impersonalism. And when we are, when we can cut ourselves, you know, in situations that, you know, Krishna is not only in the altar, but, you know, it's also the things that belongs to Krishna. Like this temple belongs to Krishna. It's an extension of Krishna. The devotees are Krishnas, are Kishore Kishoris. So they're connected to him. So a lack of Krishna consciousness, a lack of being conscious of Krishna and those things that belongs to Krishna, Krishna's paraphernalia, is a symptom of impersonalism. And that's what deity worship is so important, because deity worship allows to break out of that condition that basically it conditions living entities in this material world. So it is important, it's a very important aspect. And I want to read you, yesterday I was preparing for doing a class in the Naperville Center, and I was the topic that I, well, the main topic was about the cultivation of the Bhakti Lata Beach, the creeper of devotion. And this is the analogy that the Lord Chaitanya gave in his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami, that he teaches Srila Rupa Goswami the cultivation of your devotional life, you know, and compares it to a creeper, and how the devotee becomes a gardener of that creeper, and how we receive the seed from the spiritual master and the instruction how to cultivate, and how we carefully have to cultivate, you know, take the weeds out, make sure that it's properly watered, etc., etc., and especially protected from some destructive creatures, specifically the mad elephant. So you have to make a nice fence around. But in one of the purpose, Prabhupada says something very important in this regard, because in general, you know, we hear a lot of, specifically, you know, we is something that is out there that, you know, the purpose of our sampradaya, of our Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya, is to absorb ourselves in Sankirtan. And Lord Chaitanya came to give, you know, the highest. He came to give us, you know, the devotion that is found in Vrindavan, meaning, you know, this ragamar. And the practices of those who are in ragamar is Bhagavad Mark, is hearing and chanting. And that's what Lord Chaitanya brings. That's what Lord Chaitanya gives. So deity worship is in the mood, this Pancharatrika Vidhi is in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. But Lord Chaitanya gives something that is higher than that. That is the worship of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And the mood is the mood of Vrindavan. And the mood of Vrindavan, the practice of Vrindavan, is this, you know, spontaneous, this absorption on hearing and chanting and meditating on the Lord. So, you know, Harinam, Sankirtan. So that is the focus. Deity worship is okay, but the focus should be hearing and chanting. And in an immature way, if we don't understand properly, then we may jump to these practices, only hearing and chanting and neglecting, you know, this opportunity that we have of connecting with the beautiful deities and serving them and being able to establish that connection, that basic connection that is there. So Prabhupada writes, let me find here. Oh, did I lose it? Krishna. Give me a second, okay? This is Madhya Lila, chapter 19. I think it's 150 something. It's in the instructions to Rupa Goswami. And maybe it's easier to find it here. Comes from the famous verse, Brahmanda Parmite Kona Bhagavan Jiva, and that Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Bij. Then the following verse of that, so we receive very, very fortunate and a very rare occurrence is that a living entity receive the seed of this Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotion. And it's explained that that seed is received when the spiritual master becomes pleased, then with the disciple, and then he gives the seed. And he gives the instruction how to cultivate, how to place it in your heart, and cultivate. So, and then the next verse is, when a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seeds begin to sprout. So the focus on hearing and chanting, Shravana and Kirtanam, Shravana and Kirtanam. Prabhupada says this in the purport. And the background of this is comes from the disciplic succession. The concept comes from Srila Jiva Goswami, from the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, specifically Srila Jiva Goswami, and was pretty much strongly established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we're receiving basically the whole program that was put together by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati for devotees to practice. And Srila Prabhupada applied that following, you know, very close the blueprint of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So this is Srila Prabhupada purport. To live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with Shravanam Kirtanam process. So this is specifically directed at us. So to have this very fortunate position of live among devotees and live in a temple, that means Shravanam Kirtanam. That's the best arrangement that any of us can have for being engaged in the process of Shravanam Kirtanam. Sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue the Shravanam Kirtanam process without worshipping the deities. But the execution of such Shravanam Kirtan is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engage in Shravanam Kirtan process without worshipping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in Shravanam Kirtanam. That is not possible for the neophyte devotee. So, it is explained the process that, as per Jiva Goswami, and very strongly established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and put together for Srila Prabhupada for the whole world through the ISKCON society, there is two paths. These two paths are like two rails of a train. They go together. Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi. So they go together, and you can neglect either one. If you take out the rail of Bhagavad Vidhi and just do Pancharatrika, then it becomes just rituals. It becomes rituals without the proper purification is not there. Then offenses will happen in deity worship. And we see that sometimes in temples in India, that there's not much Shravanam Kirtana, especially with other disciplic successions, you know. And those who are, you know, very highly pure Brahmanas in other disciplic successions, they appreciate ISKCON because of this, you know, process that has been given, you know, these two together. And if you take Pancharatrika Vidhi out of our process, then the tendency is that could be, you know, a lot of Sahaja stuff. You know, is something that is not, that is an immature connection to hearing and chanting, when you still haven't established fully the relationship with the deities and with the devotees, like that. So these are two very important things. They go together, and they should be always very carefully followed. I read you another very famous purport of Srila Prabhupada, in which he establishes it very, very strongly. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport on, this is from the Canto 4, Chapter 24, Text 46 and 45. It's a verse in which, you know, there's a description of the beautiful form of Lord Vishnu. And then it's explained about this Pancharatrika Vidhi and the necessity of Pancharatrika Vidhi for us. Generally, which is Prabhupada speaking, the worship of the Lord begins with the worship of Narayan or Vishnu, whereas the worship of Lord Krishna and Radha is most confidential. Lord Narayan is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Bhiti, or regulated principles, whereas Lord Krishna is worshipable by the Bhagavad Bhiti. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavad Bhiti without going through the regulations of Pancharatrika Bhiti. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to the Pancharatrika Bhiti, or the regulated principles enjoined in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by the neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to regulated principles is offered to Lakshmi Narayan. Although there may be a Radha Krishna Vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotee is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayan worship. Worship according to the Pancharatrika Bhiti is called Vidhi Mark, and worship according to the Bhagavad Bhiti principles is called Raga Mark. The principles of Raga Mark are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavan platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boys, the cows, and everyone else are actually on the Raga Mark or Bhagavat Mark platform. They participate in five basic rasa: Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and Shanta. But although these five rasas are found in the Bhagavat Mark is especially meant for Vatsalya and Madhurya, or paternal and conjugal relationships. Yet, there is the Vrishamba Sakya, the higher fraternal worship of the Lord, especially enjoyed by the cowherd boys. Although there is friendship between Krishna and the cowherd boys, the friendship is different from the Aishwarya friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. When Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, he was afraid for having treated Krishna as an ordinary friend. Therefore, he begged Krishna pardon. However, the cowherd boys, who are friends of Krishna in Vrindavan, sometimes ride on the shoulder of Krishna. They treat Krishna equally, just as they treat one another, and they are never afraid of him, nor they ever beg his pardon. Thus, the Raga Mark or Bhagavad Mark friendship exists on a higher platform with Krishna, namely the platform of Vishrambha friendship, paternal friendship. Paternal service and conjugal service are visible in the Vrindavan Ragamar relationships. Continue a little more. Without serving Krishna according to the Vidimar regulated principles of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, unscrupulous persons want to jump immediately to the Raga Mark principles. Such persons are called Sahajya. There are also demons who enjoy depicting Krishna and his pastime with the gopis, taking advantage of Krishna by their licentious character. These demons who print books and write lyrics on the Raga Mark principles are surely on the way to hell. Unfortunately, they lead others down with them. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be careful to avoid such demons. One should strictly follow the Vidhi Mark regulated principles in worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulated principles, the Lord accepts the service in the role of Lakshmi Narayan. In the Nectar of Devotion, full instructions are given about the Vidhi Mark worship of Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. Although there are 64 kinds of offenses one can commit in Vidhi Mark worship, in Raga Mark worship there's no consideration of such offenses because the devotees on that platform are very much elevated, and there is no question of offense. But if we do not follow the regulated principles of VDMAR platform and keep our eyes trained to spot offenses, we will not make progress. So the question is then, so, and there's something that has been discussed, you know, among the circles of devotees. So how we transcend, you know, to what Lord Chaitanya has been given? How to pass, you know, from the platform of worshipping Lakshmi Narayan to enter in what Lord Chaitanya has been given, you know, the Mahavadanyaya, merciful Lord Chaitanya, this Krishna Prema Pradayate. How do we get into entering into connection with, you know, Radha Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan? And at least I heard from, you know, advanced devotees in ISKCON, that you do that through the service, serving Lord Nityananda. And the mood of Lord Nityananda is through Harinam Sankirtan, preaching. This mood of this Goshti Ananda type of mood, the mood of a preacher. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness basically is such a brilliant arrangement in which every aspect is there that is needed for each one of us. So we can be very confident that everything is there for us to receive the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya tree. And Lord Chaitanya's potency is fully present. And in fact, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the vehicle by which, you know, Lord Chaitanya's mercy and Lord Chaitanya's prediction is to be, you know, taking place. So we can be very confident everything is there if we simply follow Prabhupada's program with confidence. So Prabhupada has given us everything. And this is the brilliance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati basically designed this whole program. He put it together. And Prabhupada just applied, you know, in total. So we have the process of purification, or the process that has been given to us of devotional service, that include these two, Pancharatrika and Bhagavat Bidhi. So we engage, you know, in the worship of Krishna, the deity worship, but at the same time we also absorb ourselves in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam chanting, and to the process of taking this to the world in the mood of Lord Nityananda, following the footstep or following the example of Lord Nityananda, then we take this mercy to the whole world. And then by receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda, when Lord Nityananda is pleased, when we are, you know, with whatever way we can, try to serve Lord Nityananda's service, or try to assist Lord Nityananda in his service to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's blessings and Lord Nityananda's kindness basically give us the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then what happened? Then we can approach Radha and Krishna. So through Sankirtan, through the practice of Sankirtan, we enter into this higher stage of devotion. So we follow Prabhupada's program. And we can be confident that it's full, everything is present there. We're cultivating simultaneously, we're cultivating this sadhana, Vaidhi sadhana, and at the same time, we're also cultivating this raga sadhana. It's given, because we're absorbing ourselves in the process of hearing and chanting too. Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, he defines this Raganuga Bhakti thing as a, now that you become a little more advanced, when you become more advanced, then you naturally become attached to the practices. Otherwise, he challenged his disciples, why do you come to Bhagavatam class every morning? And then, you know, the rhetorical question, but you come because you like it. There's certain attachment. But why you come if you hear every morning this mostly the same thing repeated? You're not the body. Krishna is God. You're a servant of Krishna. Basically, everything rounds around that. You hear that over and over, but you still sit down happily here. It's because you have developed some attraction. So you have developed some spontaneity, you know, I want to do it. Why do we wake up, you know, we're eager to go to bed, you know, when 9 comes, you know, oh my God, I'm late, you know, I have to go to bed. When most people, you know, 9 comes, you know, and then, oh, we have to go, you know, we have to do something out. You know, the devotee wants to go to bed because you want to be in Mangal Arati. And if you're not in Mangal Arati, you're feeling, you know, all down, you know, and things like that. So that's when the spontaneity starts to develop. So we can be confident, you know, things are like that. And most of all, we have to understand, just like Narada Muni is telling, you know, the Pandavas, how fortunate it is to be living in the house of Kishore Kishori. And understanding that fortune, become conscious that every single aspect of this temple is not different than Kishore Kishori. In fact, we can meditate. This temple is like Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram expands, you know, into the dam, into, you know, Krishna's, the facility for Krishna, or the paraphernalia. So every single corner, every single piece of this temple is none different than Lord Balaram. So we have to always act with that consciousness. We cannot neglect, you know, this opportunity that we have. We cannot allow that Maya just cover our eyes and we forget that we live in the house, we live with Krishna. You know, the great saintly person wants to visit this place. We may not see them, but, you know, Prabhupada sometimes have said, you know, Narada Muni comes to take darshan and so Vyasadeva and, you know, the great saintly persons, they come, we just don't see them. Prabhupada can see. There's a story of Prabhupada saying, oh, you didn't see? Narada was there, devotees, you know. So anyway, I stop here. Any comments or questions?
Thank you for your class. My question is related to this purport. Basically, it says that, and we hear all the time that, you know, different devotees in the scriptures are more fortunate than one devotee. Prahlada is more fortunate than this devotee, you should, etc. So, basically, I haven't really formulated my question, but maybe my question is basically essentially that in this material world, we basically, when we hear that somebody's more fortunate than somebody else, especially in terms of Krishna consciousness, and we hear that the Lord is supremely equal to all, and that seems like a contradiction. But in the material world, when we hear that somebody's more fortunate than others, then that kind of could inspire competition, because we may think, or at least I may think, especially when I first came to this philosophy, that Krishna loves, you know, the more fortunate person more than the less fortunate person. And so, I have one other question related to that, but can you answer that a little, or explain a little bit about that? Like, why do we hear in the scriptures that certain devotees are more fortunate than others? Because from our conditioned state, you said at the beginning of class, we have a thick layer of conditioning, which means envy. And why do we hear, because I can inspire envy. I want to be the highest standard devotee because Krishna will love me more than, you know.
Well, the fortunate part, in my understanding, what makes a devotee fortunate is that one becomes conscious. One is conscious of that, of the fortune that you have. Imagine having this great wealth and you're just unconscious about it, so you don't use it. So what is the use of that great fortune? Or you're conscious of just an aspect of that wealth. So, you know, is you're less fortunate to someone who is fully conscious of that wealth, you know, and is able to take full advantage of that wealth. So in reality, Prabhupada said it in the purport, what makes being Krishna conscious is what makes a devotee, you know, very, very fortunate. So, you know, having this opportunity that we receive and not being able to take full advantage of this like inconceivable fortune, you know, is very sad. And then we can think in each one of us and review our position and, you know, feel, wow, how full, you know, I have this opportunity. I have this, Prabhupada has given it to us equally. And I can just not take full advantage because of whatever blockages I have, you know. And I can appreciate and look for the association of those who are, more conscious of that fortune. And because I see myself, geez, you know, I can, but I see these devotees are taking full advantage of that, so I look for their association and try to render some service so I can get something like that. So it's a matter, there's the fortune is there, we all have it, you know, but it's a matter of becoming conscious. And conscious means, you know, understanding where we at, being honest, have an honest assessment of who we are, where we are, and be humble in terms of, you know, appreciating others, you know, who are more advanced in their consciousness, like that. Any other question?
Can I ask one more related one? Anyone else?
Give it to me.
I want to add something. That Srila Prabhupada, he recommended to the devotees, whose consciousness being diverted after sense gratification, supposed to gratify senses, their mind is always inclined towards the sense gratification. Then he recommended them to do deity worship specifically, because, you know, then, you know, the mind will be, because Krishna is Hrishikesha, you know, he can control the senses.
Right. Yeah, and that's most of us.
Especially those whose mind goes towards sex, then they are recommended to do the details.
Well, what I understand is that recommendation is that's a general, it's for everybody. You know,
not for anybody.
Deity worship is just the deity worship is just part. It's just again, The way I understand it is like, you know, you have to have these two tracks, you know, and one each, you know, each one complement each other. Hearing and chanting complements, you know, deity worship is not, you know, hearing and chanting is present. We chant mantras, we meditate on the spiritual master, but you know, it's all very interconnected. And hearing and chanting is connect, you know, they're not separated. You go, you know, simultaneously with the two of them, and it's beautiful. And it's so perfectly arranged, especially for Kali Yuga people, you know. So it's something that cannot be neglected, cannot be neglected. So I think I stop here. We can talk a little bit. And that's it. Okay, there's a second question. Yeah. Yes, bro.
So thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for that answer. That made, because I kind of had that question for like many years, but that made it very clear for me now. But my question is also similarly related, but not necessarily to an envy point. Like, Krishna's given us many gifts. And from our comparative point of view, you know, he may give, like you mentioned, a seed of devotion. And he may give us a seed at this point. And from our external envious point of view, we may see that Krishna's given somebody a tree or a plant and us a seed. But but even if we're not envious, my question is not necessarily related to an envy point, but basically in the beginning sentence of this purport, Prabhupada says we should be anxious to be like Prahlad Maharaj. And when we hear the word anxious, that's kind of contrary to the word patience. Like when we're watering a seed, we have to be patient. So my question is basically is that how does one assimilate the contradictory perspective that at the same time be anxious and be patient at the same time? And how do we know if we're patient or lazy, or nonchalant, or ungrateful? So it's kind of two aspects to that question. I'm not sure if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, we're forced to be patient because, you know, we have to do a lot of work. So, if we make an assessment of where we are, we naturally, you know, have to be patient like that. One thing that is important, I just to understand, and this is from Srila Prabhupada, I read it for you. When he sees that, just studying these instructions of the Bhakti Lata Bija, Prabhupada explains that, and we can see, it's not to feel discouraged, but we can see, understand how the whole analogy, you know, is metaphor, how the whole metaphor is what is the whole metaphor with this planting of a seed and growing a tree like that. Prabhupada explains that the seed is received from the spiritual master. The word is Guru Krishna Prasadepai. So the guru kripa, or the mercy of the mercy of the spiritual master, once received this Bhakti Lata Bija. And it's explained that that happens at the time of initiation. And then that's when officially ones receive the seed. And with the seed, you receive the instructions. So what happened after, before initiation? Then one questions, you know, actually someone asked yesterday that. Someone asked me that. That, you know, so did I receive no seed yet, you know? Oh, I mean, I feel I'm a devotee, you know, right? So that The previous stages of devotional service before initiation is we have in Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and Bhajana Kriya is when we receive initiation. So this process of Shraddha and Sadhu Sangha is a very important, you know, now, you know, our Shraddha has grown so much that we consider ourselves, this is my religion, this is my, the process, you know, this, I recognize myself as a devotee, and I recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is making the heart, the ground, ready for receiving the seed. You know, you're becoming, it's when you tilt in the ground and you're making the ground ready. So, and that naturally leads, you know, to the moment in which one receives that seed and the instructions of performing, from the spiritual master, of performing Shravanam Kirtanam. And then, you know, the watering process starts. If you like, just read that whole pastime with a purpose. It's amazing. Yeah, it's Madhyama, chapter 19, and it starts in text number 51. And then, you know, it goes from several verses. And the purpose, you have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, so look for that one. And then read, you know, is not one, no need to feel discouraged, oh, but you know, you can look up to doing things, to see, you know, associate with devotees who have, you know, who are doing it, you know, who have taken those steps, and then desire and look forward to take those steps yourself, you know, and you know, the path is wonderful like that. So I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.